Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and will make the following remarks in national capacity. We believe that the possible guiding principles adopted by consensus create foundations for state parties to achieve further advancement and strengthen their understandings of the intricate issue of autonomous weapon systems with respect to international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Once again, the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons proves to be the proper forum for deliberations, exchange of views and expertise among a broad range of stakeholders on issues and concepts related to the emerging technologies in the area of laws. The convergent views on issues such as IHL applicability, retaining human responsibility for the use of force and states' accountability for the development, deployment and utilization of autonomous systems, and exercising human control over the whole life cycle of such systems, show the constructive way ahead for the group. Mr. Chairman, we believe that conducting legal weapon reviews under Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention plays an important role in ensuring that development and use of autonomous systems duly complies with IHL norms and principles. These reviews examine weapon systems against biases as comprehensive testing goes into assuring a system works as intended. Given that weapon review processes are national internal procedures, we see merit in practical measures such as information exchange, sharing best practices and lessons learned, and public access to Article 36 procedures and results to enhance transparency and confidence building among state parties. As expressed on several occasions during the 2018 meetings of the GGE and CCW, our delegation considers the proposal for pursuing a political declaration made by France and Germany as an appropriate approach to ensure IHL compliance and responsibility for the application of force. The presented document comprises various aspects of the GGE deliberations with high degree of convergence among the delegations. Given its balanced and pragmatic nature, a political declaration could serve as a display of the state parties' determination to move towards more tangible results. Having in mind the flexibility expressed by Germany and France, our delegation believes that the possible guiding principles could be integrated in the political declaration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.